Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
No more waiting for you to drive me home. Got my own car. A 2001 Toyota Corolla. I got my own car.
And it's shockingly still under warranty. I've got my own car.
So the presets on the the sleeve of the CDs are in my own car.
But it doesn't have airbags or a brake pad or you.
Or you. It doesn't have airbags. It doesn't have brake pads. Doesn't have Shell with the rewards card in my own car.
In my own car.
And I put a funny little dancing palm tree on my dash in my own car.
But it doesn't have Bluetooth and doesn't have truck nuts and doesn't have you.
It doesn't have truck nuts. It doesn't have you.
Come back to me.
It doesn't have a hybrid engine or your laughter.
It doesn't have heated seats, cup holders, or happily ever after.
It doesn't have brake pads. It doesn't have. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
That was our sound check. We're back in the room.
Do we have that whole thing, Brett? Yeah, hell yeah. We got to keep that. Okay, so this is episode. We're in it.
This is in it. We didn't know we were in it, but now we're in it.
But we all kept going during Brett's level check because we were like, uh-oh, this song is fun. We're in the same room. This is so fun. Well, Dana's in a side room.
The ghost of Dana. Dana's in a room where no one can see her. She's far away. It's the ghost of Dana. But we're skipping the order. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. And we got direct eye contact and no delay to that boy right over there.
Oh my gosh. We're looking at each other in the face.
We got Brett on the frets. Brett Morris, everything when the chord hits, producing everything. Brett, how you doing?
Good. I'm surrounded by people I love and equipment.
And equipment.
That I have a troubled relationship with.
This opening song, sort of real sour vibes. That was definitely our driver's license.
Yes, I could tell that's what you were doing when we started it. It's one of those things, like, if you ever wonder how off book sound checks, that's how we sound check. We sit around and we do that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not always.
They're not usually. I don't want to say good, but they're not usually as good as that.
Yeah, they're usually also not like as complete, except for, we talk about this all the time, Zach one time said a chorus in a Every Place I Cry live show sound check that we like,
all the whales have gone away.
And it's like so sad how often that's in my head, and it is.
I mean, it's not anything. It is not anything. I'm like low key composing it in the back of my head at all times to write like a full version of it.
You should.
I have it kind of, but I can't do it here on this improvised show.
Sure.
Get ready when our next album drops for All the Whales Have Gone Away.
I mean,
not for the reasons you would think.
It's in my head all the time. All of the whales have gone away.
It was all because Brett was doing, yes, do it. It's because Brett found a thing on the guitar that was like, oh, this is a whale song. We didn't introduce Dana Wickens on the stickins.
We only talked about how she's a ghost in another room. She's not a ghost.
Someday we'll have the Dana screen where we can see. So we're in Brett's studio that is a sort of work, a WIP, a work in progress.
And the best configuration for currently and where the drums are.
Dana's in her own separate room.
At least I'm not like close off in a room. Like technically I can see Scott's beautiful face. I can see the back of Brett's beautiful head. And then I can feel your souls.
Yeah, and we can hear you, which is great. Like, you know, but it is very funny that she is like two rooms away.
It is technically two rooms.
Someday, hopefully, we'll be able to show you what we're talking about here with like cameras and Brett doing like Spider-Man jumps over something right now to fix equipment.
Yes.
But for now, this is just a fam band jam band episode.
Fam band jam sand.
Fam band jam sand in the sand. This is the first time we've done an episode all together since our like fire pit recording, and that wasn't really an episode. That was just
us realizing, oh my gosh, it's gonna be 200 episodes. What can we do?
What can we do in a week? Which is why we advertised it so well. But now, I mean, this is
But it was very fun. Thank you for anyone who watched it live or watched it later.
It's still on YouTube if you want to go see it.
It was a great time.
It was a great time, but oh boy, is it nice to... It's been like 15, 16 months?
Yeah.
But now we'll never go back, unless we probably will at some point.
Zach, don't speak that into the. Don't you come here with that?
Don't I come here with Pandemic 2? I was just saying that, like, what it did force us to do was like now, if we need to, like, we could have a guest in Australia, which is something we couldn't do before.
That part is very cool.
That's all I mean. I'm obviously not wishing a continuance of the global pandemic.
We have, do you have, like, stuff from, it still sort of rattles my soul that, like, Morgan and I and another couple were playing Pandemic Legacy as we led up to the pandemic. Yes. And we literally have like a photo of the four of us playing it, I don't know, like a week before the lockdown. We're like, let's see how this ages. And we literally said that out loud. And I'm like, I did it.
There's also all of this like meat, like The Stand just came out recently. That starts with a horrible global pandemic. I mean, not recently, it's an old book, but like The Stand came out during the pandemic. Spoilers on the very beginning of Sweet Tooth. That starts with a global pandemic. It's like, there's a lot of and we don't need to talk about it too much more because it's not the vibe of this show, but it's great to be in a room with you. And for those of you, like, we're very lucky in California. The vaccine rollout has been
pretty accessible. So everyone is vaccinated and safe. So don't worry. We're okay.
Don't worry. And also...
Yeah, Sky got vaccinated under a roller coaster by Six Flags, I think. Yeah. Disneyland was vaccinating people. Six Flags was doing it. Six Flags, it was just a bunch of teens, right?
It was an interesting
group.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been listening to Sour.
Yes, yeah! as noted by the influence it's had on our soundtrack.
Yes, Dana and Brett have been listening to Sour.
Yes.
I feel like, I mean, we can just let this fan band take us where it goes, but I feel like we should be inspired by Sour.
I've heard two songs from it, so great.
I'm so excited.
Brett, will you just like give us a, will you lead a song here? That you read, why are your read receipts on? What a fucking idiot, I can't believe I loved you. The only other person who does that is my mom. So I can see that you read my text, and yet you haven't got back yet. I've been chatting with your new blonde girlfriend, and she's reading this over your shoulder.
Read receipts. And you're done to me.
Read receipts.
And you're done to me.
Think you're so hot now.
Think you're so hot.
Wearing a ring on every finger.
10 rings.
But you leave no doubts. There's no little doubt that can linger. Because I saw you saw. And you saw the one where I said you saw it. And you even saw that emoji that's just the upside down guy. Oh, you tried. You're done.
audible, I think, due to technical issues mid-song.
That's exactly right.
Love to see it. No one noticed.
You love to see that flexibility.
The power went out in the on my pedal board.
Oh, no.
I'll figure it out.
All right, well, Brett becomes an electrician.
He'll figure it out with a pencil and a pen. He'll figure it out. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Do you have songs that, like, put you... Did you have, like, an emo, moody phase?
It's closer to Linkin Park for me. So I don't know that that would be emo necessarily, but it's... Linkin Park is emo adjacent for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
for
that
sure.
was a high school, like, my cousin Shear from Israel burned me a copy of Hybrid Theory, and he's like older and cooler and gave it to me.
Like, do you have any memories of driving your car around on like a rainy day and playing something and being like, yes, I'm so sad. I'm like obsessed with my sadness.
I had a pretty... That didn't have like the I didn't become obsessed with my sadness until parts of college, weirdly. High school was pretty breezy.
I was not actually almost ever sad, but I think I enjoyed the performance of sadness alone for no one. I was like, you know, it's also it rains so seldom in Southern California.
It's really a moment
that I feel like if it was raining, I was like, well, I'm going to put on this Death Cab song and really like understand my place in the universe.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I certainly as a teen love to feel feelings very deeply, whether they were warranted or not. Just to dip your toe in that sadness pool feels good sometimes.
I was just revisiting. Just got my hair cut by my friend Kat from high school.
It looks great, by the way.
Thank you so much. And she and I were talking about like the different ends of that music. And was the band The Used, were they SoCal or were they for everyone? The Used.
Didn't like Kelly Osbourne like date somebody in the maybe? I'm
yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to remember like what were local bands and
I think
what
they were
like
SoCal.
What were bigger bands like? Thrice was a local. Yes. Was like a local.
I don't know that.
All my Orange County friends
like Thrice. Yeah. Okay. So then I'm like, okay, what got beyond that? And so they were like, my friend Kat was like, oh, I'm into the U. I was into the U's, and I was like, I was more on the Bright Eyes end of the, like, I didn't want any screamo hardly ever. I just wanted like. I want a lover I don't have to love. I want to go to hunt, get where's the kid with the chemicals. I
didn't have musical taste at all. I was just waiting for people in my life to burn a CD and give it to me. That was my musical taste. That was how I found bands like Rhapsody, which are weird like European Hollywood metal.
That's cool.
Where it's like the power of the dragon flame is because the older kid was like.
Didn't Christopher Lee sing with them?
Oh, I don't know.
I believe he did, which was one of the most amazing matchups.
There's like an old, there's a,
can we do it? This is going to take some hardcore guitar, but here's all you need to know about Rhapsody songs. There's actually not screaming in them.
Thank goodness.
But they have a lot
it's
of,
very it, operatic.
It's very operatic. Ooh. It's all written by people for whom English is not their first language.
I feel like you played us when you, me, and Scott were in Texas, and we did the thing where we were like playing music in the 2-hour drive between cities, and we played like this game where I'd put on a song, and then we'd like pass the phone to Scott, and that song he'd put on a song that song had made him think of.
I probably played you a Rhapsody song, but all you need to know is it's like someone narrating a scene from Lord of the Rings that didn't happen and describing
I got it. I'll let you take the lead, but I definitely got it. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
The lightning strikes and the broadsword as the man comes forth again. Bats fly out of the tower, and the mermaids are their friends.
Three tiny witches, but also big witches, expanding in the sky, reminding that we try to unleash that ancient gemstone.
Do you dare face the Minotaur stare? The Minotaur stand. Do you dare? Magic cloud from screams in the infant's mind. The clock counts down from midnight to one, and there's never enough time.
And there's no Theseus here, no ancient ball of twine. So you won't get out of this riddle. The riddle's only in your mind.
Do you dare face the Minotaur stare? Dragons in the courtyard, griffins on the roof.
Phoenixes in your cupboard, and a secret in your tooth.
Pixies in the garden, angels in the night.
Kelpies in your bathtub, giving you a fright.
Chupacabras on the beltway, manticores on the... Where are the manticores? Where are the manticores?
Where are the manticores?
Do you dare? You don't know how right you are. It always ends with like the wind and then someone saying what sounds like the prologue to a movie you will never see or hear.
Yeah, if I felt like I was like, yeah, no, I know where this is going.
The only thing we don't have to really do it correctly is like
harps.
There would be a weird interlude that uses like actual flutes and lutes and strings.
And then
the other thing is that like the guitarist in that, they
shreds.
Just they do nothing but like it's like it's
so
wild.
If you can take that back, Brett, and try it again.
But like also I'm pretty
it's exactly
that's exactly what it is. Someday, okay, that's another song that will go on our next album. We'll do one of those.
Yes. That made me think of another album that was big for me. So senior year of high school, you could leave for lunch. But a lot of my friends didn't have fifth or sixth period, so they would just leave for the rest of the day. But I always had to get back. So I sometimes would just like go off on my own to get something to eat really quick because it was actually only like 35 minutes. And the walk to the anyway, this is more backstory than necessary. A lot of like me driving around really quickly to get like fast food lunch were these moments of being like sad in my car. And the other album that was big was the Mars Volta, which that reminded me of a little bit. Now I'm lost. Anyone else?
I love when you do it. I don't know that song, apparently.
I know that song.
I know it, and I will not try and make my
Maybe I do.
That's how it sounds.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, I think I started it a little high, but not that far off.
Not high enough for me.
My first introduction to that band was the worst way possible. Someone played me a bootleg of a live show by that band. And let me tell you, that band does not sound like anything.
Sure.
Hear that way for the first time. Yeah, it took me like 3 years after that to be like, oh, this is good. I like this.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't have fifth or sixth period in high school. We were on block schedule, baby.
Ooh, block schedule.
Four periods and done. Something that I've recently realized, and I think I told this to you already, is that I also didn't do we started playing like tennis as a pandemic, like distance physical thing. I think we hinted that we might start on this very podcast.
You and I? Well, you've really taken to.
Yeah,
you and
I'm
I have played like three times.
I'm perfect at tennis now. I'm a tennis master. That's not true.
I mean, you're pretty good. I mean, your rate of change is high? I don't know. Like, yeah, I think slope, my rate of the change, rise over run.
My
the
rate
slope
of change is pretty high. Yeah, my rise over run.
Your rise over run. You guys remember slope?
Yes, slope. I do slopes every day. Are you kidding me? I wake up in the morning and do a couple slopes.
I just feel like the three times we've played have not been that separated, and I'm like, oh man, you're already like, wait, you're like, well, I played like three more times in between these times. I'm like, geez, that's great.
I'm just so hungry to like be out.
Move.
Out
it's
of that
good.
House and
no,
move.
It's good.
But something I realized was that like a lot of the people I'm playing with played in high school or whatever, like Nicole played in high school and all that stuff a little bit, and I was like, why didn't I do any PE in high school? And then I remembered that musical theater counted as a PE credit at high school.
God bless.
Which was
we tried for that. We tried for that, and they it never happened.
Here's the thing. So like over the four, because you would only take it half the year anyway, because block schedule is like you do four classes and then mid-year you switch to another four classes.
Oh.
It wasn't like it wasn't like week by week you would do four and the next day you would do four, which is I think more what they do now, so that you don't have what happened to us, which is you do math for half a year and then you go a full 9 months before you think about math again.
That's wild.
It doesn't matter to me because I don't know math, even though I am doing slopes every day.
Yeah, we all do. Rise over run.
I'm doing rise over run, Pythagoras and his good theorems that he does. But the
some
two
of the
things
two
that
sides
count,
of any two, some of the two sides of any square root of the isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side. Oh joy, rapture, I've got a brain.
That is Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And if you put a bunch of triangles together, you can make a fun star. but long story short, marching band and musical theater both counted. Marching band makes sense because they're carrying around a bunch of instruments all day. Musical theater did not make sense, except when we did Anything Goes in Outer Space, because we were all under
tap tap tap.
That was a lot of work. But like Les Mis, Fiddler on the Roof, Pirates of Penzance, you're kidding me.
That's
what are we talking about?
I had to take PE, and I've probably talked about this before, that I took zero period weightlifting my senior year. And it was honestly...
You have mentioned this to me before, but I forgot it. And it's a really incredible...
It was a really awesome experience. It was like 40 people in the class, three girls, 37 boys.
Lifting weights early in the morning.
Lifting weights. You had to be there at 6:55. Okay. I don't know why I'm just singing the bass line.
It's a little sexy, Brett. Okay. Yeah. Down to down.
The alarm goes off at 5:45. Can't barely believe that I am alive. I gotta get up, gotta get on my grift. Gotta get up in the morning and start to weightlift. What you doing? What you pushing? What you pulling? What you moving with your legs? Do you roto the parts of your body? Do you do different parts on different days?
Rise and grind.
Rise and grind, rise and grind.
It's time to rise and grind.
Rise and grind, rise and grind, rise and grind.
Got sets on sets, got reps on reps. Got to be the best, got to get those dumbbells overhead flies. Got to get my muscles to a bigger size.
Oh, yes, I gotta suggest that I do a couple reps on the leg press. Leg press, gotta move up those quads. Gotta take all those reps, do those evens and odds.
Hey, bro, do you even row? I said, hey, bro,
do you even row?
Rise and grind.
Rise and grind. Rise and grind.
I think it's time to rise and grind.
Let me tell you about this. Do you think this is a good call? My whole workout for 45 minutes is playing pass with this medicine ball. We're gonna stand outside in the corner so nobody really cares. Just gonna pass around this lightly weighted ball and do a couple stairs.
What do you know about some yoga? Do you wanna get a downward dog or a warrior two?
Sure, a little bit of half moon, little bit of diving swan. Get it on so you can say ooh, I saw, and really earn that last shavasana.
Rise and grind.
Rise and grind. Rise and grind, rise and grind.
I think it's time to rise and grind.
Oh, stop right here, you don't belong. This is old school, get off your Peloton.
This is that weightlifting room.
This is that gold gym music. This is that Venice Beach in a tank top.
device is that? Not medicine ball, the big inflatable ones.
Yeah.
They're used to stretch your back.
This is some old school jump rope or running up staircases.
You know, really put you through your paces, and I think it would be great. You've got two of those 5-pound weights, and I see you're doing the trick. Now let's bump you up to 6.
Rise and grind. Rise and grind. Rise and grind. Rise and grind. Rise and grind.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to
rise and grind.
All before the hour of 8, doing anything to avoid using actual weights.
Yeah, that's right.
That rise and
grind.
Let me guess, get some protein powder in this mix.
Make sure you're hydrating. And wipe off the machines when you're done with them.
Use the spray. You got germy little hands, high school students.
Gotta wipe that stuff off. Rise and grind.
Rise and grind.
Rise and grind.
You don't understand how much a subscription to a comparable weight room is going to cost when you're out of school. It's included in the price of tuition, I guess.
What do you mean?
Our school gym, at least in college,
oh yeah,
was the gym that Kobe Bryant worked out on.
That's nice.
It was like a good, good gym. And I think that, you know, as an adult now having to pay for a gym, you take it for granted. But it's in the very, very expensive cost of going to college.
Yes, 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 yes. I was like, I was like, I went to public school. Are you talking about taxes?
No.
Yes, I
don't know what my high school weight room was. As previously mentioned, did not step foot in it.
I had a great time. The coach was awesome, and he let us bring in mixed CDs and to play in the weight room. And I started mine with like a bunch of classic rock and then morphed it into musical theater. And it was very funny to me.
What sort of musical theater are we throwing the medicine ball around to?
Like, I think there was a song from The Lion King. I think The Lioness Hunt.
Yeah, that one. That'll get you pumped.
That'll get you pumped. I think The Origin of Love from Hedwig.
Oh, okay. You had cool musical theater taste even then.
Thank you. Thank you. So good. That song is awesome. That song slaps. You guys know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I knew Dana would.
Yeah. Oh, you should. Yeah. Yes, because you introduced it to me.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's
so
great.
Good.
The last time I saw you, we were just ripped in two. I was looking at me, and you were looking at you.
Those are the words.
Face so familiar.
Those are the words to it.
Could not recognize because you had blood on my face, and I had mud on my eyes. Okay. Anyway. gosh. Well, a break could go here.
This is actually a break. You know, sometimes you're like, what are we looking for? And the thing we're looking for is a break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We've come up with a
we've come up with a bunch of ideas in that time.
In 2 seconds.
Ooh.
Yes, Scott.
Scott, take it. Take it. Captain.
Yes?
Sector 3, what are we to do?
Take Sector 3 and move it to Sector 2.
Hi, Captain. I, Cap, Sector 5. Captain, what should I do?
Take Sector 5 and move it to Sector 2.
Hi, Captain. I, captain.
You may not know about this. It's the captain's place to divert all of the energy to the right place on this star base. And one of our places is pumping, where the jams are always fresh. When it comes to a sector, I will tell you which sector is always the best sector to... Sector to...
Captain, the thrusters in sector 9. What should we do?
Put the sector 9 thrusters in sector 2.
Captain, the shields in sector 11. Good heaven, they're down. What should we do?
You know what to do. Put it in 2. Take all of the engineering and the warp core for fun, and put them in the sector, twice the number as sector 1. Take the shields and the photon torpedoes and route them all through the sector. That's the best star. It's gotta be sector 2. Also with the warp core in half of the sectors of sector 4, and then half again, and then double them, and that's sector 2.
I think I understand you, Captain. Thank you, I think this is our fate. I'll divide 4 quarters of sector 8
and take all of the med bay, all the needles that give you a stick, and put them in a sector that's a third of the sector of the medical sector 6. That's sector 2. Sector 2. And now we're all gonna die, cause we did get hit by a missile in sector 2.
I, Captain.
Everyone to the escape pods. Where are the escape pods?
Oh,
sector 2. Code red. Everyone to your stations.
I, Captain.
Escape the star base. Sector 2.
Explosions.
Who says we can't do math? That's all you need to remember.
Yeah. Rise over run, baby. Sloping every day.
Sloping every day. I wake up and slope.
Math Throw is hard. My best friend sucks.
That's the other emo song that we sing all the time. Math is hard. My best friend sucks. That joke is the origin of Every Place I Cry.
Yep. Man alive. Man alive.
I've been into a bunch of space properties lately because Nicole and I just finished The Next Generation for the first time over a period of years.
Yeah.
Now we're watching Deep Space Nine with Quark, who's a Ferengi, his little alien guy, played by an actor, Armin Shimerman, you probably know from Buffy as the principal of Buffy. Naming a bunch of properties I think Jess is like tangentially familiar with.
Yeah.
Armin Shimerman, though, is in the theater company of my...
Awesome.
Of Nicole. Of my Nicole. I don't know why I ducked away from saying of my wife.
Well, my wife.
My Nicole.
My nine wife Nicole. Man, I almost... sorry, I had a sneeze disappear. Yes, I...
I like space.
You like space and you don't care who knows it?
I like space. I don't care. I like big space and I cannot lie.
I mean, I... Dana, how are you feeling about
Dana? I know the aliens
are just thinking about mentioning that.
For those of you that don't remember, Dana, not a huge. Wait, Dana, are you afraid of aliens?
No, she loves
Jess
them.
Is afraid
I love
of aliens.
Aliens.
I'm afraid of them.
They are now referred to. Well, okay, don't want to say that they're aliens, okay. But UFOs are now known as UAPs.
Hold on. I want to guess what that
Unidentified
means. UAPs?
Alien planes?
No. No, I actually, now I'm forgetting the...
Unidentified astral projections?
That should be it. Wait, hold on.
Well, if we're talking astral plane stuff, that's dimension stuff, which obviously I believe in.
Really, okay, are you ready? Are you ready for the answer? I forgot the P, but I remember. So, unidentified aerial phenomena.
I love an aerial phenomenon.
And I actually read a very interesting article that said that, you know, obviously it's like very big in the government right now.
Yes.
And they're really addressing
they're
it.
Turning
they're
turning in
huge in the government right now.
They're turning in like a congressional report this month or something. Yes.
And the deal is, if it is of human origin, they said it would be like the biggest like fuck up pretty much in like in security, like national and international security. Because it's like, if it is a people and not aliens, even though I do believe it's aliens, that it's like, what's been flying around the whole time? Who's been flying around?
Never underestimate government agencies or human beings of any job.
Yes.
To be very bad at their job.
Yes. And also, like, sweet Harry Reid from Nevada, you know, was really pushing a long time ago about weird secret shit that happens in the Pentagon. Not to be, like, too conspiracy theory-y. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Here was something I heard about aliens that was from SETI.
Yes.
The... extraterrestrial
search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yeah, what they basically said was, look, if there's advanced aliens out there, they're friendly, because if they knew about us and wanted to wipe us off the map, we'd be gone.
Oh,
so the only version is the more likely scenarios are, one, they're just like prime directive staying out of our stuff until we're prepared for it, or two, they don't care about us at all.
I think it's like, there's a bunch of theories I enjoy. I mean, like, I do think maybe a little interdimensional being situation.
How do you feel about that, Jessica? Because those aren't aliens. Now we're talking about interdimensional beings.
Here's what I'll tell you. Episode 1 of the first season of Stranger Things gave me nightmares. So,
oh no,
doesn't matter if they're from the dimension or another planet.
If they're aliens,
if they're a big scary flower head, which I don't know why every version of aliens now has to have a flower head.
Yeah, I don't get that at
like
all.
Everyone, I think Guillermo, like Guillermo did it for, I feel like Pan's Labyrinth was the first sort of like that flower opening Venus flytrap. The Demogorgon looks like this. So do the aliens in Quiet Place. Like, I feel like our current version of scary monster alien has flower teeth face.
Yeah. It's like...
Even Alien from Alien has like a mouth inside a mouth, but it's not even the same. Not really the same way.
Yeah.
Like, what is that called? The Xenomorph?
Yes.
Is that what the alien's called?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, there's a very good flower head Pokemon.
Oh,
he's like a big brontosaurus with a flower.
That pocket monster can be here. You know, like, I'm not against that pocket monster.
We love the discovery that Pokemon
is pocket monster.
Jess, what do you think if it's humans from the future?
Whoa.
My dad hit me with that theory like in high school, and I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Wow, that kind of rattles my cage a little bit. You know, I'm. Yes, it scares me for whatever reason. I feel like alien PG-13 movies of my youth really imprinted as like the scariest thing possible. Mm-hmm. And so they scare me, but not like really. I think like I don't like thinking about them because they do kind of wig me out and my worldview. But I'm like, it's impossible for there not to be other life. But and dimension stuff, I'm like, yeah, for sure. A lot of that, I feel like that makes sense. We don't really understand physics. We don't really understand how space and time work.
We don't really understand any of it. We got like pieces of a very big puzzle.
Well, and the thing that's crazy about astrophysics is that it's at the place now where our study of it is like matter is changed by observation. So they're like, we actually, our continued study of this actually inhibits our ability to know the truth, which is so like, get your mind in a million noodles to try to understand that. Like,
I can't. My brain is smooth and I'm bothered. I've lost all of the wrinkles that were good for thinking.
Excuse me, sir. Please come in. May I show you the menu?
Okay.
These are all the Well, these are the beautiful dishes we can turn your brain into tonight.
Okay, I'm interested.
Well, see, you might be having one of those smooth brains.
I have a very smooth brain.
Well, if I could interest
this
you...
This is a restaurant that changes my...
Yeah, I think... Yeah. I mean, so far all I have is atmospheric noise to support this move.
Yes. No. I think it's wonderful. We'd love some
music. That felt like a very funny game of chicken where Scott was like, I'd like to be the atmosphere. Will you be the music? And Brett was like, I'd like to be the atmosphere. Will you be the music? I just need, is that what happened?
That is exactly what happened.
Someone's got to bite the bullet.
Both of them were like delighted by like, oh, this is a fun space to be the sound for. And it was like, one of you needs to be the chords.
Someone be a music.
Someone be a music.
We have to sing a song. Someone be a music.
Someone be one. I can't do it.
Okay, yes. Sir, welcome. May I show you the menu?
I would love that.
So we have some specials tonight.
Excellent.
We have a rigatoni. The way we get your brain to look like that is we simply tell you the fact that we didn't used to see the color blue. They didn't see blue without the word blue. Think that one through. That's rigatoni.
Whoa.
Or, I can offer you this farfalla. What is this? Well, I will call ya up to hear about this trick. Do you know about the double blind story in physics? The double blind, it affected how molecules pass. Think about that, and that's far folly.
Blowing my mind time after time, blowing my mind again and again. You are blowing my mind time after time. I'm just gonna take a moment and let this sink in. I was expecting maybe an angel hair.
Okay.
That when I eat it makes me stop and stare about how the sun and the moon are sometimes gendered in different languages. But you think of the sun as masculine or feminine depending on which country you're in.
Blowing my mind time after time.
Again and
again, blowing my mind time after time. Again and again and again. There's this tonkatsu ramen.
I love tonkatsu ramen.
This one is like, oh, can you believe that there were two types of apes? Could make calories out of rotten berries. So we're meant to drink. We have the ability to digest alcohol.
Oh, because this one ape was like, these bad berries, I'm gonna eat more of these.
Yep. The drunker berry survived, but the drunker ape survived better than the others.
Because he could eat the bad berries. Can you believe? Again and again.
Yeah.
I really just want unlimited salad, breadsticks, and soup.
Okay.
With a smooth, smooth brain, unlimited breadsticks and soup.
You want that smooth,
smooth brain, unlimited breadsticks and soup. Please stop blowing my mind time after time. I know what I want, and I
But you've given me a lot to think about.
We need... People take a lot of time with the menu. Yes, the premise I was thinking was, what if a restaurant turned your brain into noodles?
Different kinds of food.
Yeah, specifically noodles, because I was like, noodles. Noodle your brain around that.
Yeah.
It was my sort
Hence
of
Hence the tonkatsu ramen.
Yeah, they were all noodle-based.
And I think I picked up on that subconsciously when I was like angel hair.
Yes, you did.
And then I started thinking about Italian food.
Yes.
And then I started thinking about unlimited soups.
It's fun to like be on the brain train with people, you know? Like
this is the, yeah, the little peek behind the curtain. Spoiler, mine is stupider than you think.
No.
Sometimes you just want soup and bread. Well, not now. It's too hot for soup.
Oh, too hot for soup. Yes. Okay. Aliens.
Now.
Dimensions.
Is a dog an alien? No. Right.
See, I guess the one that the biggest stretch for me is like thinking that aliens have already been here and already had like a huge hand.
Okay, but you walked past my thing, which is it's a dog and alien.
I feel like that's an easy no.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay. Also. Okay, but hold on.
Now, dogs.
Woof woof.
Sometimes weird, right?
Yeah.
Very aliens. Weird. Often weird. Is a dog an alien, though?
I think cats are more alien-like than dogs.
Dana, I don't have time to get into whether or not cats are aliens. My question that I'm posing to the group.
But in Captain Marvel, there's a very prominent cat alien.
Yes, that cat.
Flarkin?
Is, I don't remember what the name of the alien or the cat were. Neither of them were Flarkin, but that's closer than anything my brain is coming up. I keep thinking Spot, which is Data's cat. And by the way, fun boy? Spoiler from the end of Star Trek, Data has like 100 cats in his house.
What? That's a lot of cats.
That's a lot of cats.
Flarkin.
And he has no feelings
so
for
close. Anything?
Yeah.
Flarkin?
Yeah. Flarkin.
What's the name of the cat?
Chewy. I feel like when Chewy opens up to reveal it's an alien, it's like a flower thing.
Now, here's a question.
Here's an answer.
Is Chewy an alien?
What? Well, here's the thing. We started out friends.
On the planet Chewy is from, Chewy would not be.
That's
an alien.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, things are alien to us, but they're not.
So, if I'm from the moon, dogs are aliens.
Wait, that one did blow my mind. I don't think I think of the moon or the sun as gendered.
Right. Well, English does not have gendered nouns, right?
Right.
Like Spanish has
right.
every
La
noun
Luna.
Is, right, an el sol.
Right.
But so in Spanish, if you ask native Spanish speakers like adjectives to describe the sun, they will give you
guapo, handsome,
strong, mustache. Yeah, no, but they will use words that would historically maybe for no reason, right? Like I think we can all argue, but like there is no reason that strong should be a masculine thing.
Sure.
But you would historically be like, this is a masculine
adjective.
Trait.
Yes, trait.
Whereas some languages, and I don't remember this.
So they'd be like nurturing for the moon?
Yeah, they would be like beautiful.
Okay, yes,
or,
yes.
Or
yes, yes.
Mysterious or.
Because I mean, they're both just circles to us.
You're, yeah, I mean, let's. gender. The moon and the sun, who don't have them.
No, for sure. Yeah, it's just like, so funny that they're both circles. Like
they're both big circles, and circles are girls, and we know that, right? Circles are girls, and squares are boys. And women have hair, and men have fists, and like all of it is nothing.
Okay, so we went camping in Utah, and it was like a very late in life thing to watch the moon rise. I had not really ever paid attention to the fact that the moon also rises and sets, obviously.
The sun also rises is the name of a thing.
Yeah.
The moon also rises is a discovery that Jessica McKenna made.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
German, I think, is one of the languages in which sun and moon are flipped in terms of the gender given to the... I think. I don't know. Don't check me on that. Someone smarter than me, look it up. There's a good TED talk about it. I don't know. Now, the moon rising, but does it, or are we all just spinning around the sun? And from the sun, there's one lesson that I think would be incredibly clear. As a sun-living person staring at us, they would say just this thing. That dog is an alien. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
That dog is an alien, as sure as Martha is George's wife.
And Martha, she loves George.
And George.
And if you're wondering why, look into my eye and listen to the secret of their love.
They know that dogs are aliens.
Just think about it. Why else would they be so strange?
They know that dogs
are little fluffy aliens.
And that's the one foundation that they'll never change.
Why else would they bury things in the yard and later dig the same things back up?
To find that they have a tail.
And you know something that they do very soon? They always go outside and howl at the moon, because they need to go back to space. And they say it with a howl from their face.
Dogs are aliens. Why else would they?
They're always rolling around in the mud after the rain and shooting little lasers out of their brains.
Dogs are aliens.
Dogs are.
Dogs are aliens.
Specifically mine.
Dogs are aliens.
Don't forget to tip your singer and your dog, because he's remembering.
Hot tip,
back.
Dog. Don't eat your own poop.
Dogs might stop it.
Dog.
Dog digested better the first time.
Dog.
Keep it.
Keep it. Well, I think we have time for one last song on this Fan Band Jam Sam, and.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for
being a friend.
Thank you for
smoking. Nope.
Thank you for sharing the light that you carry inside of you with all the people in your life.
Yes.
And all the good things that you did today. Someone may not have thanked you for it. Allow us to do that right now.
Thank you for knowing that it wasn't your turn to take out the trash, but you took out the trash anyway.
That's pretty big of you.
That's really huge.
To do that.
Thank you for knowing that you could just keep smushing it down, but you decided, you know what?
I'm gonna be bigger man here. I'm gonna go the extra mile. This laundry in the hamper's made a heck of a pile.
Listen, I won't do this, and I won't ever gloat. But you kept this pot in here for 2 days, saying it needed to soak.
And I did get the heavier sponge, and I got that grease right off. And you don't have to give me any kind of reward, but there is something that I'm thinking of. Because I don't need your compliments, it's not something that I need you to say. But if you really, really ask me if I really think about it, yes, I would like a parade. I want a parade. I want a parade. I want a parade for the bet that I have made. You ask me, do I want a parade? And the answer is yes. I want a parade. I want a parade.
I remember the electric bill was due yesterday.
And I paid it.
I didn't even think twice. I just said, I'll pay.
I saved it.
And I was like, oh no, it's trash can day.
took out those cans. I took all three on my own way.
There was dust on the bookshelf. The mirrors needed to be sprayed. And we were planning to clean the house for another couple of days.
But I thought, hey, I could do it. Let me do it. I can do it real quick. And you just happened to notice I wasn't making a big deal of it.
And you said, what? Do you want a parade?
Oh, you went and asked me, whom do you want a parade?
And then my answer to that question, there's just one thing I gotta say. The answer is yeah,
I want a parade.
Give me 76 trombones.
Doing some things around the home.
Let's just say it's like Macy's Day. I want a parade.
I want a parade.
For doing the bare minimum in this relationship.
I want a parade.
For taking care of the house that we share together.
I want a parade.
For taking care of the dog that we are co-parents of.
Oh yes, if you want me to say
the Improvised Musical Podcast. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, you sleepy babies. You can support this show at offbookclubhouse.com. Thank you for all of you that have been there getting videos, getting more stuff soon.
Give it up for Brett on the fret. Give it up for King of Pianos, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if that weird little creature is going for a jog,
then you better know the aliens are here and it's your day. It's your day.